Danny Glover is hosting the Concert for Hope on February 1st in Williamsburg, Virginia, as part of the Let Freedom Ring Challenge. Danny Glover is on the phone. Good morning, Danny Glover. How are you?
I'm good morning. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing real good. Ringing the bell of the newly restored First Baptist Church this February. The bell was restored for the first time since the Jim Crow era. And this church has been around for 240 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty amazing, you know, the ingenuity of enslaved people, you know. We know that 1776 also marks the Declaration of Independence, the writing of the Declaration of Independence as well. So it's just pretty extraordinary that in the sense that these Africans, enslaved Africans, could determine that they could want simply a place to worship, one in which they could worship in the manner that they want to worship. And it's really another form of resistance, if you look at it as well, you know. You look at later in 1794, where Richard Allen, Bishop Richard Allen, breaks away from the Methodist Church and forms the African Methodist Episcopal Church, which is basically at Mother Bethel in Philadelphia, which is still there, and essentially begins the march toward abolition. It becomes a strong force in the abolition of slavery before the turn of the 19th century as well. So these are the landmarks. That's why it's important to have African Black History Month, or African-American History Month, whatever you want to refer to it. It's important that we understand these and celebrate these landmarks, understanding that the resistance continues. And I think this concert and the whole ringing of the bell for the first time since the early days of segregation, Jim Crow, the ringing of the bell is significant, you know, and there are going to be several guests and several honorees that are going to be there at the concert and throughout the events during the day.
Danny Glover, let me just guess. You could care less about racism with the Oscars.
What'd you say, Ray? I said,
let me just guess. You could care less about racism at the Oscars.
I read where you just said do away with the Oscars, Mr. Glover.
Well, I tell you, it's interesting. Nobody questioned the fact that there were no Hispanic Americans who've been honored or who've been nominated as well. You know, I think that it's important for us to understand that this issue is not simply the Oscars itself, it's the whole industry itself. What stories are being told? The narrative has always been the same narrative, and there have been exceptions to that narrative. We've had men and women who've been nominated for Oscar. I remember Cecily Tyson was nominated for an Oscar, I believe, in 1972 for Sounder. But I think that the fact, first of all, it's imperfect in a sense. It's subjective. How do you determine that five performances are considered the best performance of that particular year? But it's really a subjective relationship that you have with it. Aside from the fact that African Americans don't often have the kinds of roles on placed in the kinds of films that often you would consider to be, given the narrative, Oscar-worthy films. You know, and when they're in those films, they're often in those roles which I think are convenient roles, or those roles where they're an accent to the major story. Or it's a story, a narrative, or a biography or something like that. So it's very interesting, you know, how you do. We can have, like, for instance, you have a film called Race, I just saw, by Jesse Owens. It talks about the way there's extraordinary patriotism, extraordinary heroics during the Berlin Olympics in 1936 in the face of Hitler. But it doesn't tell you that Jesse Owens is racing dogs without a job or without any kind of benefits from the historic position he took and what he did at that Olympics in 1936.
Mm-hmm. Danny Glover, hosting the Concert for Hope, February 1st, Williamsburg, Virginia. Yeah. Part of the Let Freedom Ring Challenge. Happy Black History Month.
Thank you.
Got to be there at the top. You got 4 minutes to make it there on time.